Perfect health is ours when we put the right cause in motion for it. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Perfect health is ours when we put the right cause in motion. What is the right cause for perfect health? We say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Our physical body complains and says, ha, 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 you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Take a look at yourself. Don't you realize that your body is not perfect? You are not perfect? Don't you realize that? Ho, ho, ho. We've all sat through that often enough, haven't we? Now, let's stop and think about it. We live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. How do we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body? Well, we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body by telling ourselves this. I mean, just saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I'll have an ideal spirit, mind, and body. That is exactly true. When we put a cause in motion, and we are true to that cause in every moment, in every instant, in every thought, that cause brings the result, the effect of that cause in our life for us. We can think about the thought that our perfection already exists, our health already exists, all these things already exist, and those are good, powerful thoughts, and they're deep metaphysical concepts. But let's just look at the simplicity. If a mother says to her child, you're a terrible child, and keeps telling the child this, the child will be a terrible child. It's just the way it is, because the child believes that the mother knows what she's talking about, even though the child may not like to hear what is being said. On the other hand, if the mother sees the child out of line, as our body is when it's not feeling perfect, and the mother says to the child, you're a wonderful child. I am so proud of you. I am so happy with you. You always do everything right. You're always loving, and you're always joyful. You're always beautiful, and you're always so sensitive and caring about everything. Now, the child may be far from that in the appearance state, but as the mother keeps planting these seeds day after day after day in her mind and in the child's mind, the child lives up to this new concept, this new cause that the mother has put into motion. Now, it really is quite simple, but it means that the mother must be absolutely one-pointed. She cannot fall off for one moment and say, you're a nasty child. She has to always point out the perfection in the child, and the child will rise to that perfection, which is no problem at all. Our bodies are even easier to work with than the child. Our bodies only object to the fact that the appearance is what they have to go by, which is what we do as a child too. And so we ignore the appearance. We give the appearance no attention, no power, no recognition. And we speak our word and we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as we say this again and again and again, with all the power in our heart, all of the love in our mind, all of the being that we have, we little by little take on this new image for which seeds we are planting in our consciousness. And as we take on this new image that we now believe about ourselves, we experience the wholeness that is one as that image. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. What is an ideal spirit, mind, and body? I'm whole and perfect. What is it to be whole and perfect? To be whole and perfect means that you are in perfect operating shape. You could say the negative, you don't have any limitations, but you are living in your fullness. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. As we say these things and as we empower these things in our life, they are what we experience. They are what we know. They are the reality of who we are. That is what we can do by using these statements of truth about ourselves. We plant the seed of the statement of truth, and pretty soon, if that seed is planted long enough, strong enough, we'll believe it. And as we believe it, then we express it and live it in our life and affairs. This is the power of our word, the power of the cause, from the law of cause and effect that everyone can use every moment. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner, you may dial 1-888-463-8654, and you'll speak to a practitioner to whom you will say, "I am whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in perfect health now." And the practitioner will agree with you, will confirm that as a reality, because that's all the practitioner knows about you, is what you tell the practitioner about your health. This is all you know about yourself, is what you tell yourself about your perfect health. And your perfect health is yours now. Thank you for calling us at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're always here for you. No matter what your desires may be, we're always here. And we don't judge, and you don't judge. We don't judge by the appearances. We put causes in motion to bring about effects that we choose to have. Know that I see you whole and perfect now, because I love you. I love you. I love you.